Jekyll Island, Georgia, is best known as a summer vacation spot, but it's also an important rehabilitation destination for hundreds of sick or injured sea turtles that wash up on Atlantic coast beaches each year. Veterinarian Terry Norton, director of the Georgia Sea Turtle Center, specializes in treating reptiles. He says turtles come in with a variety of medical issues.
20% of the cases are boat strike related injuries. We get fishing line and fish hook related injuries. There's a disease called fibropapilloma caused by herpes virus that can cause tumors on the skin. We get some just real debilitated turtles.
Many have survived encounters with predators like sharks that can bite off a turtle's flipper or crack its shell.
So we're going to debride this wound on her head. It has a product called DoxyRobe, which is a...
The operating room at the Georgia Sea Turtle Center looks like one you'd see at a major medical center for humans. There are bright surgical lights, stainless steel tables, and an X-ray machine. The doctors and technicians wear blue surgical scrubs. This morning, Dr. Norton is treating Ziva, a 68-kilo female loggerhead turtle.
This is a turtle with a boat strike injury to the head and to her shell. And she actually had a little abscess in the skull. These little Velcro patches are for putting weight, so because she floats asymmetrically, so that helps her dive a little better and get around a little better.
Norton estimates that Ziva is 10 to 12 years old, young for a turtle. He says rehabilitating these injured or sick juveniles is vital to maintaining the worldwide sea turtle population.
They become sexually mature at 35 years of age. That makes it really significant when there's adult mortality. It took a lot of turtles to reach that point. It takes about 4,000 hatchlings and eggs to get to that one animal. So all these, you know, mature animals are very important to the population.
Unfortunately, Ziva's injuries are extensive. She'll never recover enough to be released into the ocean. Instead, she'll go to an aquarium where she'll be a turtle ambassador as part of an educational exhibit. Sea turtles are found all over the world, and Dr. Norton's staff works with conservation groups in India, Pakistan, Costa Rica, and St. Kitts to teach them how to protect and care for injured turtles. Tens of thousands of the tourists who visit Jekyll Island each year come to the Georgia Sea Turtle Center to learn about the life cycle of turtles. A highlight of their visit is the rehabilitation pavilion, where sea turtles, terrapins or land turtles, and even alligators can be seen recovering after their treatments. David Zylo is one of the center's guides.
Out here, they're all in quarantine areas, so since we are similar to a hospital setting, we try to keep as much under control as we can. So by separating the animals from one another, it's easier to treat them, it's easier to mark down what they feed, and it's easier to monitor their progress as they're healing and being rehabilitated.
Some of them are pretty big, and that one over there, the one that got hit by a car, was pretty interesting.
8-year-old visitor Abby Hayden spent time watching a newly hatched tiny diamondback terrapin. After its mother was struck and killed by a car, workers from the center found and collected her eggs. They were incubated at the center as part of its terrapin conservation program. Visitors who really want to get close to turtles can join the center staff for an early morning turtle walk on a nearby protected stretch of beach. Earlier this summer, dozens of female loggerheads, each about a meter in diameter, lumbered out of the ocean, dug nests in the sand, and laid hundreds of eggs. Now those eggs are hatching, and a lucky few visitors will get to see the baby loggerheads crawl across the beach and into the ocean to start their perilous journey to adulthood. For VOA News, I'm Philip Gratzer on Jekyll Island, Georgia.